Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the final podcast of the second perek of Masachet Shavuot. Go back to Daf Yod Bet, Amud Bet, or open up your Mishnayot to look at the fifth and final Mishnah of the second perek, and we will see what seems like three different opinions about Hillel and Mikdash. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and he quotes the Pasuk, Hasheret V'ne'elah Mimenu, it says, Habeimav, and he says, Al Helam Sheretz Chayav, you're only Chayav if you forgot about touching the Sheretz. You're not Chayav if you forgot about the Mikdash. It sounds to us exactly like Rabbi Kiva's opinion, which is there's only two issues of Yediyah, and that's Helam Tumah. And you went to the Mikdash, Helam Tumah, and you ate Kodesh, but not the inverse. Rabbi Akiva Omer V'ne'elam Mimenu V'hu Tamei. The Torah says in that same pasuk, if you forget about it in your tamei, meaning al helam tuma chayav, it's only the forgetting your tamei that makes you chayav, korban olev yored, ve'ino chayav al helam mikdash. But you are not chayav for forgetting about the mikdash. Which sounds again like another version of Rabbi Eliezer's statement. We'll see in the Gemara whether that's the case. The end of the parak is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion that we've already seen, v'ne'alam, v'ne'alam, shtei p'amim. Why does it say in two consecutive psukim, gimel and dalad, v'ne'alam, l'chayev, al-helam tumah, v'al-helam mikdash, to say that you're liable for either forgetting that you were tamei or forgetting that it was the mikdash or that it was kodesh. Now, go to daf yod-chet amud bet, near the bottom, where we pick up the Gemara quoting Rabbi Eliezer. Now, my benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva? So Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah has an entire approach that really does see a difference between them. And that's as follows. Sheretz unavela ika benayu. Meaning, if you were tamei, but you forgot whether it was a sheretz or a nevela. It works as follows. It's not enough for you to remember your Tameh. You have to also have originally known whether you became Tameh through a Sheretz or through a Nevela. He says, you don't have to know that. As long as you knew you were Tameh. That's called a Yediyah. You later forgot, ate some Kodesh, and then remembered you were Tameh. That's enough. You don't have to know Iba Sheretz Eat Me Iba Nevela. V'chena mar Ula. Ula agreed. Sheretz and Veila ika binayhu. Why? How do we get to that? To Ula Rame. Ula found a contradiction. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. Within Rabbi Eliezer. Mishane. And then he responded and got to our conclusion. And here's how it goes. Mi amar Rabbi Eliezer ba'inan adi adai b'sheretz it bimin aveli it mim. He started from our Mishnah assuming to read it like Chizkiah. That Rabbi Eliezer obligates you to know how you became Tameh. Or minhi, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, he says as follows about a chatat, manafshach. Why do I care? Chelev achal chayav, notar achal chayav. Meaning, if you ate a piece of meat, and it might have been chelev, might have been notar, but one way or the other, it's something that's chayav kared. You ate it b'shogeg, says you're chayav to bring a korban. Shabbat chilel chayav, Yom Kippurim chilel chayav. If you were mechal, Yom Kippur, or Shabbat, b'mezid, but without edim, you're b'shogeg, then you're chayav a chatat. So what's the difference if you knew or you mechala one of those days, you don't know which one, doesn't matter. Yishtoli dam ba'al chayav, achoto ba'al chayav. It doesn't matter whether you had bia with your own wife who's a nida or with your sister. Either way, it's a karet, same thing as shogeg. So therefore, as long as you knew that you did a bia surah or an achila surah, you're chayav. Amar lo Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua countered Rav Eliezer, said, Harehu omer, ohoda elav chatato asher chataba. When are you chayav the chatat? When you find out what sin you did. You have to know what you did. So that was the contradiction. And Rabbi Eliezer in that position said, it doesn't matter how much you knew, as long as you know you sinned. And the way that Ula answered this contradiction was, in the context of a korban chatat, it says, he sinned and brings a korban. Merachmana. Meaning, as long as you know you sinned. Since the Torah says, in our context, if you became Tameh with any sort of thing that makes Tumah, why does it list? Why does it list it? So you see, you have to know how you became Tameh. Rabbi Akiva, what's his answer to that? Aidi deboy lemichtav behema v'chaya l'chad Rabbi. If you recall, we said, according to Rabbi, you need both behema and chaya to be written there to teach you. Remember, chaya already includes behema. Why was behema mentioned? To connect it to the pasuk in Tzav that teaches you that this is about achilat kodshim. So therefore, k'tiv nami sheretz, they filled it out like sheretz to get a ton of Rabbi Shmuel, like the famous ruling of ton of Rabbi Shmuel, which, by the way, Rabbi Akiva rarely really adopts this position. Call parshash and imrav nishneit. Any time that you have a repetition, lo nishneit al davash vil davash and chadesh ba. It was only repeated for the one thing that was introduced, the new thing, and the rest of it shouldn't be seen as extra. It's just there as the system. So that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer, hi ba my avilei. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word ba, chata ba, encountering Rabbi Yeshua about the chatat? The answer is prat lemitaseg. It's because you have to have at least really engaged in the act and not just have it happen as like an incidental thing. So that's, by the way, the entire mahalach of Chizkiah and of Ula, that the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is a real machloket, and it's a machloket about whether you had to know how you became Tameh or just that you became Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan amar mashma'ut dor shini kibinayu. He says, no, they agree on everything, it's just which pasuk you get it from. Rav Sheshet said the same thing, but again, Rav Sheshet, we don't get it from a direct statement. Rav Sheshet, machlif to Rav Eliezer, Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva to Rav Eliezer. Sometimes when Rav Sheshet would teach our Mishnah, he would say Rav Eliezer with Rav Akiva, what we have is Rav Akiva's position, and vice versa, and he wasn't very careful about it. So clearly, we understand from that Rav Sheshet felt they really didn't really disagree, it's just what pasuk they got it from, which is of no real import. Okay, Ba'amine Rava Mirav Nachman. So he asked his Rabbi, Halem Zeb Zebiado Mahu. What, according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say you forgot you were Tamei and you forgot it was the Mikdash. Is that called Korban Olaviyah? All right. Amarle Hare Halem Tumaviyado. So Rabbi Nachman said, of course you're Chayav. You forgot you were Tamei. V'chayav. So Adarabba, Rava said, no, it's the opposite. Hare Halem Mikdash Viyado. You forgot about the Mikdash. And from Rava's position, Rabbi Akiva doesn't just see Mikdash as a non-Mechayev. He says, Mikdash is a poter, meaning the minute that I forgot it was a Mikdash, I'm not in this Parsha at all. So I forgot it was the Mikdash. I also forgot it was Tamei, fine, but I'm not in the Parsha. Upatur. I'm Ravashi Chazinim. So Ravashi said, let's test it out. Imi Tuma Kaparish, if you come and tell him, you're Tamei, and he walks away. Sorry, Helam Tumbiado. So obviously what he forgot, the main thing he forgot was he was Tamei. V'chayav, im Mikdash Kaparish. But if on the other hand you say to him, hey, watch out, you're crossing the boundary of the Mikdash, and he says, oh, and he stops. So clearly that was the thing. Upatur. So I'm like, Ravina Ravashi, Ravina turns to Ravashi and says, Klum Pirech mi Mikdash el Mishum Tumal, Klum Pirech mi Tumal, Mishum Mikdash. Remember, if you come to somebody and say, watch out, you're Tameh, you say, so I'm Tameh, I'm not doing anything. Or if a person's Tahor and you say, watch out to the Mikdash, says, Mikdash, so what, I'm Tahor. In other words, the two are intertwined. El Aloshna. So Ravina therefore says, there is no difference and there is no way to test this. Which means what? So we have now machloket rishonim. Rashi says that is by definition, that means that we have to take the position that you're absolutely patur, because there was halam mikdash there, it's a poter. Other rishonim say we just end up sort of with a safek here, because really unclear, it's sort of like a teiku. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, a very famous case. Shnei shvilin, echad tameh, there's two paths. It sounds like the beginning of a frost piece, but there's two paths, echad tameh v'chad tahor. One we know goes through a cemetery, one we know does not. He walked on one path, safek tameh, did not go into the mikdash. Then v'shiniv nichnas. Then he did nothing to become tahor or anything else. Went back and then came to Yerushalayim by the second path. So we know one way or the other he's become tameh. Chayav. Then he went into the mikdash. He's chayav. Now halach barishon v'nichnas. Now let's say, on the other hand, he went through the first path, which means safek tameh. He went into the mikdash. Hizam v'shana v'taval. And then, because it was a cemetery, let's say, or Beit HaPras, he did hazah on the third day, and on the seventh day, and went to the mikvah. V'acharka halach v'shini v'nichnas. Then he went on the second path and walked into the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's poter, but chayav, chachamim say you're chayav, because one way or the other, you enter the mikdash tameh, because we know one of the two paths is tameh. You walked on path one, went to the mikdash, became Tahor, if you were Tameh, on the other path and walked into the Mikdash. So one or the other, you were Tameh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're Patur. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda poter b'chula, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda says, Rabbi Shimon said you'd be patur even in the first case. Now let's see what that means. B'chula and v'afilu b'kamaita, even in the first case where you walk path one, then path two, then walked into the mikdash, you're still patur? Tamehu, one way or the other, you're tameh. So Amarav v'hachma eskinu, what's the case we're talking about? Gagon shehilech b'yishon, you walked on the first path. U'v'sha'a shehilech b'sheni, when you went on the second path, Shachach sheilech v'rishon. You forgot that you'd gone on the first path. Tahavile miktsat yidiya, meaning you don't have a full yidiya of tuma because at no point in time were you aware of being tameh one way or the other. Because when you went on the first path, you hadn't yet become tameh for sure. When you went on the second path, you weren't fully aware of your tuma because you forgot you went on the first path. Uvahakami palgian, the machloket between Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Tanakama about Rabbi Shimon is. Tanakama savar mina miktsat yidiya kechol yidiya. Having some knowledge is like having full knowledge. Rabbi Shimon savar, meaning according to Shimon Yehuda, lor mina miktsat yidiya kechol yidiya. Good. Now, v'lech b'shom nichnas, yizav v'shinav v'tavav v'chazav v'alach v'lech b'shinav v'nichnas, chayav v'shimon poter. In the second case that everybody agreed Rabbi Shimon said you're paturin, is when you went on path one, went into the mikdash, did haza'an tefillah, went on path two, went into the mikdash, Shimon says you're patur. For my chayav, why would you be chayav? Safek yidiyahu. After all, the first time you went on the path, you were safek tameh. You didn't know you were tameh, because you weren't really knowledgeably tameh. And the same thing with the second. Rabbi Yochanan kan asu safek yidiyah ki yidiyah. Rabbi Yochanan says, here the halacha does something interesting. It makes your awareness of a safek as if your awareness of a vadai. Shlakish amar hamani Rabbi Shmuel, he damar lo bain yidiyat v'tchilah. Rabbi Shlakish doesn't like that. So he says, you know what, this must be authored Rabbi Shmuel, who says you don't have to have foreknowledge. We've seen Rabbi Shmuel several times. Now, v'ramid Rabbi Yochanan, v'ramid Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish. We have a contradiction within Rabbi Yochanan and within Rish Lakish. The Tanya goes as follows. Achal safek chelev v'noda. You ate a piece of meat that was safek chelev. You then found out it was a safek chelev, and then safek chelev v'noda. You did it again. Rebbe Omer, Kashem Shemevi Chatat, I'll call a Chad Ve'achad, just like you would bring a Chatat for each one, if it was Vadai, meaning you ate a piece of meat, then they said it was Chalev. Then you forgot that piece of meat was Chalev, you ate some more of the meat, and they told you. You bring a Chatat for each one. V'acharkach Mevi Hashem Ve'achad, Kach Mevi Hashem Talui, I'll call a Chad Ve'achad. Similarly, you bring an Hashem Talui for each one of these things until you find out what's what, which you may never do. That's, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Amru Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, they quote Rabbi Shimon saying, Enum avi ela Hashem Talui Echad. You only bring one Hashem Talui, Shenemar, Al Shingato Asher Shagag. In the parsha of Hashem Talui, HaTorah Ribta Shkagot Tarbev Hashem Talui Echad. The Torah says, many, many Shkagot, one Hashem Talui. Which means if you do a whole series of things, and in the middle you find out you may have violated the law, at the end you bring one Hashem Talui for the whole series, as long as they're all the same thing. The Amar Rish Lakish, what did Rabbi Rish Lakish say about that? Kan shana Rabbi yidiot sfekot min chalkot l'chataot. What was Rabbi teaching? That your awareness of the safek makes a separate chataot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, that's not what Rabbi said. Kishem shidiot vadai be'alma min chalkot l'chataot. Just like Rabbi said. Just like if you knew for sure you'd violated the law, each knowledge breaks into a separate chataot. Kach yidiot safek min chalkot l'ashamot. Similarly, your awareness that you might have violated the law creates a separate Hashem Talui. So that means that Rabbi Yochanan says that we do not make your awareness of a safek same as awareness of a vadai. And Rish Lakish says you do, flip from what we had before. So b'ishtam on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lokasha. We have no problem within Rabbi Yochanan. Kan asu, v'lo b'chol ha-Torah kula asu. In the case of Yidiyot HaTumah, they made it that way, but not other places. Because we know that when it comes to Yidiyot HaTumah, the issue of yidiyah plays obviously a much more critical role. Alright, so here they made it because it doesn't say yidiyah, it says from vanelam. Right, so therefore, even though you had some sort of an awareness, that's enough for full knowledge. But when it comes to a korban chatat, you have to have full knowledge. Meaning knowledge that you really violated the law, not knowledge that you may have. Elo the Resh Lakish, Ademokim Lek Rabbi Shmuel, Not Makarebi. So, but what Resh Lakish is the one is difficult. Why does he say that our Breita is like Rabbi Shmuel? Why doesn't he say that it's like Rabbi? who says that the separation of safek knowledge is like real knowledge. The answer is Hakamash Lan to Rabbi Shmuel Lo Bayi Diavet Chilat. Rish Lakish really could have said that, but he wanted to teach us something else. That he wanted to teach us that lesson that keeps eluding us, that which is Rabbi Shmuel does not demand foreknowledge. So Pshita Lo Bayi and Lo Miatri they cry. After all, obviously he doesn't need foreknowledge because he ran out of psukim. He says Venelam. He said Nelam twice, one for Tuma, one for Mikdash. That's in our Mishnah. So therefore, he ran out of psukim to tell us that if you had to have foreknowledge. Chai v'hal mikdash, ma'udatay mekaleit, let me cry, megumor yitlei. So the answer is, maybe Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have an extra pasuk to teach foreknowledge, but maybe he has a tradition that you need foreknowledge, and therefore you would be only chayav if you had foreknowledge. Therefore we say, kamash malan, that Resh Lakish teaches us that Rabbi Shmuel indeed does not in any sense obligate us to have foreknowledge in order to be chayav mikorban olev yoreid. Okay, we've completed our study of the second parak of Masechet Shvuot. We will begin the real study of Shvuot in the next podcast as we begin Shvuot, Shtayim Shehin Arba. Everybody should have a wonderful day.